and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
6:03 in K-Fine Country as we're getting started. Not nearly as cold today as it was yesterday.
Well, it's like 10 degrees warmer.
So I feel so much better.
Yeah, it's just 37 right now instead of 27.
Don't you feel wonderful?
Yes.
Hey, today, I know you're on a diet, and I hate to bring it up every day that, you know, you're trying to eat better.
Let me tell you this, though. I've been, let's see, it's been 2 weeks now, and I'm doing better, like, as far as my mindset.
Right.
So, like, you can talk about other things other than healthy food. It's okay. I can handle it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I can handle it.
So if I bring up the fact that today is National Fast Food Day.
Oh, goodness.
We get to celebrate food all day, and I want to see social posts and tag Kelly in every one of your social posts today.
Thanks.
Because it's National Fast Food Day. I was thinking back, though, because this did trigger my memory to when I was a kid. And, like, we didn't get to go out to eat all that much, right? Because, like, it was like, oh, that was a big deal when we got to go and do that. So when we did, as a kid, what did you choose?
This is going to date me. Bonanza was a huge thing for me and my brother. We thought that was so cool. Don't tell me that was yours.
No, that was not mine.
Oh, okay.
We always wanted to go to McDonald's because they had the playground out back. And you could play on the little, you know, weird stuff that probably is really dangerous in hindsight. Like, everything was made of metal back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had the, yep. Exactly.
I mean, when you picture that, like, the big grimace thing was like jail.
Right.
And you'd hop in the middle of that, and if you fell into it, you would hurt yourself. It wasn't covered in foam like stuff is today.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We should post some of those pictures.
Oh, my gosh.
Those playgrounds.
But that's what that reminded me of when I thought about that this morning is when I was a kid and I loved going to get a Happy Meal.
That was a big deal.
And then, you know, forever, I think it was it always cheeseburger and nuggets, or did they add the nuggets like during our lifetime? Because I think it might have been during our lifetime.
It might have, yeah, maybe so.
Like the chicken nuggets were invented.
Let's do some research.
Dude, it was so good as a kid though, right?
Yeah, and you always got the really good toy.
And so now if we go, because Kai's 9 and he's almost a grown man.
Oh,
if
he needs an actual adult meal because he's so hungry.
Right, and if we get him a kid's meal, like, hey, we got you a Happy Meal. Why did you give me a Happy Meal? I'm not a baby.
Wait till he turns 15 and he asks for 2 adult meals.
No, that ain't happening.
Oh, it's coming.
There's no way I can't afford that.
It's going
to
happen.
I'll have to get a second job. Is anybody hiring?
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today's Friday, November the 16th of 2018, and at least 63 people are now dead from the wildfires in California. And officials say at least 631 people are still missing.
Model and actress Kim Porter died yesterday at the age of 47. Porter was the mother of 3 children that she shared with musician and entrepreneur Sean Diddy Combs.
And A-State football is preparing for their final home game of the season tomorrow at Centennial Bank Stadium. The Red Wolves will battle division rivals Louisiana Monroe. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Here's something that's kind of crazy. Home Alone was released on this date back in the year 1990. Y'all, that was 28 years ago. 28 years ago when that Christmas movie came out where Macaulay Culkin was stuck home alone.
I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I washed my hair with the Don't Formula shampoo and used cream rinse for that Just Wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out
today. It's brute.
Other than that, I'm in good shape.
That's iconic, man. His hands up there on his face and screaming because of the cologne or the aftershave.
And you know, I read something to where it was called a happy accident. He was supposed to do something a little bit different. He was supposed to take his hands off of his face to do the scream or something, and he didn't, and he left him on there.
Right.
And they thought it was so cute that they left it.
Well, yeah, that's what you think of.
I know.
Like, if I think of any scene in that movie, that's the one I think of.
I know.
And then I think of the guys outside the house trying to get in when he's playing the tricks on him and he's got the TV playing and all that.
Right. My kids know the scene too.
Is it crazy to think, though, that that was 28 years ago?
Yes.
28 years ago today, we were introduced to Kevin Malone and Home Alone. Not Kevin Malone. Wait a minute.
Wrong show.
What was Kevin's name on Home Alone? What was his last name?
Kevin...
It wasn't Malone. Malone's on The Office.
Just say Kevin on Home Alone.
Yeah, totally wrong guy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I stand corrected. Kevin Malone was not in Home Alone.
You did have a Kelly moment, though, because I do that probably every single day on the show. I say something wrong. Right?
Do you think it's because it was Home Alone, and I thought
it rhymed, and you thought it was, I don't know, maybe it sounded good. Kevin Malone on Home Alone.
It was 28 years ago today that we met Kevin Malone on Home Alone. Yeah, it wasn't Kevin Malone because he's the guy on The Office. Who it was, according to Matt on Twitter, he tweeted at me and said, Kevin McAllister.
And now that, yeah, I completely remember that, but so thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can always tweet at us or jump on us on social media, Brandon on KFIN.
Kelly on KFIN.
And the great thing was I got made fun of a lot about my Uggs, but you know what? I'm wearing them again today.
I didn't even notice.
Because I don't even care. They're oh comfortable goodness. And I love them. Hey, coming up, Gotcha Gossip. Ariana Grande's made kind of a shocking change. We'll tell you about that. Gotcha Gossip is on the way.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you woke up wondering if it's going to be as cold as it was yesterday, well, the good news is it's not.
But the bad news is it's just 10 degrees warmer at 37.
So there we go. But tomorrow we're going to have a high around 60 for A-State football. So that should be fun. Let's do some gossip because there's some new stuff on Ariana Grande.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Okay, Brandon, when you see Ariana Grande, what kind of hairstyle does she typically wear? What is she known for?
Oh, that big high ponytail thing.
Right. So after breaking up with Pete Davidson, it kind of looks like she might be reinventing herself, which is what a lot of girls do after a big breakup. So for her, basically, she kind of chopped it off, and it's right below the shoulder. It's very sleek, and on Instagram, she posted it, and she also said, just to let everybody know, I do have eyebrows. It's a filter that makes me look like I don't.
Right.
She, for some reason, she wanted to make sure everybody knew that, but it's a really cute cut on her. I think it kind of makes her look, I don't know, grown up. What do you think?
A little more sophisticated.
Right. So you can check it out on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Amy Schumer, who we know is pregnant, but there was this photo that went out of her in the hospital, so people started thinking she was having complications with the baby. And it's not complications. Well, there are problems, though, because she's having what they call an acute form of morning sickness, and it's called hyperemesis gravidarum.
Oh, wow.
And that's probably nowhere near how it's pronounced. But they say it's so bad. Her morning sickness has been so bad that she's had to check herself into the hospital. And Kate Middleton had something very similar. Schumer says she'll be fine. Morning sickness is tough. The second trimester is tough. But have no fear. The baby is okay.
Gotcha Gossip on Maroon 5 and Adam Levine. So according to rumors, his band, Maroon 5, is set to perform at the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
So he addressed the gossip on the Ellen DeGeneres show on Friday, and he never actually admitted it. But here's some of the conversation he had with Ellen.
Yeah. I can neither confirm nor deny the truth of this rumor. It's definitely a rumor. And the rumor's a rumor that everyone seems to be discussing.
Right. So you can't say anything because nothing has really been announced, so whether it's true or not.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a great event, and when there's going to be a band performing, or an artist of some kind performing at halftime.
Uh-huh.
Nah.
So that's the most subtle confirmation I've ever seen.
Right. So is he playing shy or, you know?
100% right. He's in. You can tell. The video's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfin.com. It's kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's this 30-year-old guy named Bryant, and he lives in Florida. Seems like a lot of these stories that I find come from Florida.
I might be scared to live in Florida based on all these criminals.
Right, but last month, he dressed as a woman because he had a stolen credit card that was a woman's card.
Yeah.
He wanted to buy a $4,000 French Bulldog puppy from a pet store.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it worked because apparently he was a very dressed up, convincing lady.
Right.
So you'd never know it from his regular picture, but once he put on the black wig and some makeup, he looked kind of believable.
Okay.
So anyway, the police found him. They ended up figuring it out and they arrested him. And the puppy hasn't been found yet, but they have some leads and they think they know where the puppy is and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it snowed a little bit this week and it made me think about the snowman that had a dog. Do you know what he called his dog?
Oh, no, I have no idea what he called his dog.
He called his dog Frost. You want to know why?
Why, Kelly?
Because Frost bites.
Dang.
And that's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's kind of cool. I don't know if you know this about Tyler Rich, but his dad is famous. Did you know that?
No.
Tyler's a new artist, but his dad is Richie. Richie Rich.
That's...
You remember that? Do you remember Richie Rich?
I thought you were going to tell me his dad was Mr. Rich from Big and Rich.
No, not that guy. Not that guy. He's not John Rich. It's Richie Rich, who's a big star.
Right,
he's a big star still today.
Yeah.
Hey, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, y'all. We are less than a week away, and people are going to hit the stores this weekend. They're going to be buying all this stuff. I hope you get the cranberry sauce with the wrinkles on the side.
With the wrinkles.
Because I like the wrinkly cranberry sauce. Mm-hmm. But the deal is, like, I love Thanksgiving food. I love eating the meals. I just don't like to pay for it.
Oh, I know.
Coming up, we're going to tell you what it's going to cost you to prepare Thanksgiving meal, the Thanksgiving meal for your family, and see if it's affordable, or see if you'd rather go out to eat. Right. We'll cover that coming up here. Thanksgiving is right around the corner.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Read this thing about Thanksgiving dinner and how much it costs on average for us to prepare Thanksgiving dinner. I love it. Probably my favorite meal of the entire year is a Thanksgiving meal. And we save so much of it for Thanksgiving and the day after.
And it's fun to cook it too, like just to be in the kitchen and be around all the food and seasonings and doing all that. And you, especially if you have family over and they're helping, it's kind of, I enjoy it.
My family never helps. But here's the deal. I wake up early and I turn music on and I kind of just hang out in the kitchen, right? Okay, the average family for 10 people, because 10 people, let's say 10 people come to the house, it's going to be about $48. And the idea is that comes out to around $5 per person. And that's turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, rolls and butter, peas, which I never buy for Thanksgiving, cranberries, which I buy the sauce that has the wrinkles, a veggie tray, which I do not buy, a pumpkin pie with whipped cream, milk, and coffee.
Are you going to make one? Do you make pies?
I do make pies sometimes, but there's nothing better than my wife's grandmother's pie.
Oh.
Her pie is the best.
What kind?
Pecan pie.
Oh, okay.
And it's so freaking good. Mm. And she basically makes it knowing that I'm going to freak out over it.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of pumpkin pie.
I like it if there's whipped cream on it.
It's kind of like cinnamony, right?
Kind of.
Like if somebody offers me either like, you know, pecan pie or chocolate cake or pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I'm going with...
chocolate.
Yeah, or the pecan. I'm not going to go with the pumpkin. That doesn't sound good. But the one thing this list is missing, which is crazy to me, is the green bean casserole.
It seems like everyone has that.
How can you not have green bean casserole? If you're not making it and buying those weird tangled onions to put on top of it, you're making a mistake.
Cream of mushroom soup to go in.
Yeah. I could eat that today for breakfast.
Ew.
I've actually had that for breakfast.
That's gross.
I've even had it cold. That's how much
I like it. That's disgusting.
Is that a different level of disgusting?
Yes.
Your Thanksgiving meal should cost you about $5 per person, unless you're my friend Randy Bringer, whose family must be having, I don't know, sirloin for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I tried to get a hold of him. I tried to text him back. He sent me a text, and the price that they've spent for their Thanksgiving meal is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Like, we'd have to go out and finance it.
Oh, wow.
He used to be a finance guy. Maybe that's how he got it. So I want to reach out to him in a second. But before that, Kelly, are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Friday, November the 16th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Stephanie Southern, who's from Blyville. Happy birthday from Haley and Taylor. We have Shirley Gamble of Jonesboro, Amanda Arnault of Jonesboro celebrating, Michael Slater from Jonesboro, Austin Frames from Wynn, Lisa Newberry of Jonesboro, Leah Kerr from Jonesboro celebrates, Danny Smith Jr. from Blyville. Happy birthday from your favorite sister and family. We have Heather Sparks of Osceola. Happy birthday from your coworkers. Celebrating tomorrow, Amanda Mirafuentes is the big 40 tomorrow. The big 4-0.
Happy birthday.
Of Jonesboro. Nancy Nolan of Jonesboro. Macy Cole of Paragould turns 3. Jenny Duncan from Harrisburg has a birthday tomorrow. Celebrating on Sunday, we have Jason Butler from Wynn, who has a birthday on Sunday. And Taylor Riddle of Jonesboro celebrates as well. So happy birthday, Taylor. And if you have a birthday today or this weekend, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Today, Pete Davidson has a birthday. He's just 25 today. Of course, he's Ariana Grande's ex on SNL. Maggie Gyllenhaal is 41. Brian Abrams, let's see, from Color Me Bad, is 49 today.
I remember that band.
Lisa Bonet is 51 today. She was Denise Huxtable on The Cosby Show. For Saturday, Isaac Hansen is 38.
You got to stop. You got to stop.
The oldest Hansen brother.
I have to do it.
Yeah,
I feel
you
like,
do.
I feel like I have to do this.
Hey.
Happy birthday to Isaac Hansen, who is 38 years old today. That's crazy.
One of my favorite actresses, Rachel McAdams. She's 40 today. She was Allie in The Notebook. Danny DeVito is 74 today. Lorne Michaels from SNL. He is the basically the guy over that whole deal. 74 today as well.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. And Sunday is TJ Osborne of the Osborne Brothers.
The Osborne Brothers, my favorite country band.
Or Brothers Osborne.
We could do this one. They have this one, too. They have a bunch of good ones. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome to the stage the Osborne Brothers.
Somebody help me.
And, of course, they're in the latest single from Dierks Bentley as well.
A little bit steady, but still a little bit rolling stone. I'm a little bit heaven, but still a little bit flesh.
TJ Osborne, Brothers Osborne, celebrating a birthday on Sunday.
Megyn Kelly is 48. Duncan Sheik is 49. Yes. The singer of the smash hit, Barely Breathing. I love this song.
I do too. I can't find the air. Don't know who I'm kidding. Imagining you.
Duncan Sheik, I guess that's a real name.
Owen Wilson is 50, the brother of Luke Wilson. And Dennis Haskins, this is a big one, Brandon. Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell is 68 today.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Shirley Gamble, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanksgiving is less than a week away. The food is less than a week away. I would imagine a lot of people will shop for it this weekend. And you'll see people buying those big old turkeys and hams and dressing. And what do you call it, dressing or stuffing?
I think dressing.
I call it stuffing. We never stuff it. Yeah. But I always say stuffing.
Stuffing.
I need some more stuffing. When I think of Thanksgiving, I think of this.
Thanksgiving.
Adam Sandler.
Is a special
is
time.
A special night.
So anyway, we were talking about Thanksgiving, and a study says the average family is going to spend about $5 per person, a little bit less, to make their Thanksgiving meal. So as we reveal this, my friend Randy Bringer, who works at Glen Sane Ford, he said to me in a text that he spent way more than that, and the number that he sent me is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
I don't know what he's trying to do, if they're feeding filet mignon to people,
right,
maybe lobster
yeah.
tails, escargot, but he's way overspent. He hates when I put him on the spot. I've known him forever. So we're just going to put him on the spot.
Perfect.
And make him deal with it. If he'll answer for us.
Hello?
You know you can't text me in the middle of the radio show and appear that you're going to stay anonymous. You know that, right?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that your $48, I think, was going to be low.
I kind of thought that too, Randy.
Listen to what
that
he spent.
Crazy.
How many people are coming to your house?
Well, there'll be 10 of us, and then my mother-in-law from Arizona is 11.
Right.
Four from St. Louis, and that'll be 15, and four from around Jeff City, so probably 20.
I need you to reveal it to Kelly right now. A meal for 20 did not cost you $100. It cost your family how much at the store?
$347. Now,
that's
for 3 or 4 days. But
okay,
still.
Well, that makes me feel a little better.
No, it's still $347 for the family to come over,
that's
way too much.
Man.
There's no way they're worth that.
Oh, my goodness.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Is Blake Shelton ready to become a father?
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Y'all, it looks like Gwen Stefani wants to give a great gift for the holiday season to Blake Shelton. That is the gift of a child.
What?
That's a story. So Blake doesn't have any kids. Gwen has a couple of kids with Gavin Rosdale, but she thinks that she really wants Blake to have a child of his own, a biological child, and she is making plans to make it happen.
Wait a minute. How old is she?
She's 49.
Okay.
Now, they're not thinking about her carrying the child.
Okay.
They're looking for a surrogate.
There's other ways, right?
And I sent your application in.
Oh, so, that'd be some good money.
That would be great money and a great story for the radio. So it does look like at some point in the near future, we might be hearing baby news from Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani.
The 2018 CMA Awards were very emotional for Carrie Underwood. Number one, she's pregnant and looks like she's due at any second. But yeah. She took home her fifth win for Female Vocalist of the Year. And she cried during her acceptance speech. That was really, really sweet. She also dropped the news that she and her husband, Mike Fisher, are expecting a baby boy. Now, we did know that she suffered three miscarriages in the course of 2 years. So she's happy that right now, so far, this pregnancy is very healthy. And they're excited. It took them a second to get there. But just to find out the news that Isaiah is going to have a baby brother, it just makes it worth everything.
Yeah, and there's a really sweet picture on her Instagram mm-hmm. of him seeing mom on TV.
Yeah.
Reaching up to touch mom while she was on the CMA Awards. That was really sweet. And if you watch the CMA Awards, you saw Midland. They did their version of the song Eastbound and Down. And that song was actually originally put out by Jerry Reed. But it was in the movie Smokey and the Bandit. Mm-hmm. So I thought they just did this because Burt Reynolds passed away, blah, 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 yeah. right? And it was a tribute because it was a very country type of a song mm-hmm. in that movie. But no, Midland has released their own version, a real version of Eastbound and Down. If you haven't heard it, this is Midland.
Can't help.
Memories,
yeah,
right?
You can't help but tap your foot, too.
So that's Midland, Eastbound and Down. You can check it out on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
For those of you who made fun of my Uggs, y'all, I'm wearing them again. 2 days in a row.
I think everyone did.
No, okay, I have to tell you something. And this might not be for public knowledge, but I got a Snapchat DM from a friend of mine who saw someone else wearing Uggs. I wasn't the only dude wearing Uggs.
Oh, like another guy.
Another male wore Uggs yesterday. It wasn't just me.
I don't believe it. I have to see picture proof.
I have picture proof.
What?
I do.
Let me see.
They snapped it.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that, but it's somebody walking somewhere, a man in Uggs.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
I'm not the only one, I promise y'all. But I am in the holiday spirit. I'll tell you what's going on in my house and how you can help get your family in the holiday spirit. Because we all need to go ahead and start thinking about the holidays. I'm ready.
Me too.
I'm now in the mood.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I do want to let you know, because I kind of made fun of people who were ready for the holidays. And I know, you know, it seemed like a week ago I was even saying it's too early, it's yeah. way too soon. But y'all, I'm there.
You're smiling really big.
Because I do love the holiday season.
Yeah, me too.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
So the way my day goes, I'm at work and I'm working really hard.
Of course.
I mean, I'm the hardest worker here.
Thank you for being descriptive.
I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
One of my nicknames in school was most likely to work hard.
Really?
I was
it's very specific.
So anyway, I'm working and I look at Instagram because that's what I do when I'm working really hard. That was a dumb thing to admit
yep.
to.
Yep.
So my wife has put up this Instagram story where I think that she might be Instagramming people's trees because I knew for sure that I didn't get the tree down or any of the decorations and she would make me do that. And I said, is that one of those, what do you call it?
Oh, like a filter.
Yeah, a filter. Or is that really a tree in our house? And she has really put up the Christmas tree. And she's so proud of it, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it does. It's a big tree, and it's a skinnier, tall tree to fill the room. And
I'm just going to tell you, and I know a lot of men probably decorate for Christmas, too. I don't want to leave yeah. anyone out. But a lot of the women that I know, we work really, really hard to make the house look good for Christmas. And there's just something, it feels good. It makes you yeah. feel good. And whether you have people coming over to visit or not, it just puts you in the spirit. And we work hard.
The smell of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Oh, it all smells good and all that stuff, like gingerbread. But anyway, the tree looks really good. And I'm sitting there, we're having lunch, and she had me pick up some lunch. And we're sitting there kind of looking over at the Christmas tree. And I make a little bit of a joke. And the little bit of a joke I thought was really funny. But she was kind of offended because not only did I laugh at my own joke, but Kai laughed at my joke too.
Well, that always makes it worse if the dad tells a joke and the kids laugh as well. Okay, yeah. So were you laughing at her?
Well, that's a tree.
But that's basically at her.
Because she's
hang
like,
on, what did you say? And I'll pretend. Let me see if I would be upset.
Okay, so you're gonna play the role of Leslie, yes, and yes. I'm gonna be me.
Oh, I love my tree. It looks so good.
Oh yeah, yeah. Is there actually a tree under all of that stuff?
That's the trend right now, Brandon.
Dude, you can't even see one branch. We might as well have got a box and hung lights on it, like a triangle box. A guitar box, a giant guitar.
Seriously, though, that is a trend. Getting the huge ornaments and all of the tooling and all that kind of stuff to put around your tree. You're right, though, because on most of the trees that I'm starting to see, I'm not seeing any pine.
You can't even see it.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be anything. It could be an A-frame, and you just wrap stuff around it. We don't even have to get the tree down. So I thought my joke was funny. She didn't find it as funny. She actually got up and left the table.
Oh, Brandon.
I'm going to post it on my Instagram. I'll put it on my story, and I'll put it out on, I guess, Twitter, too.
And everyone should comment so Leslie can read the comments of how wonderful and beautiful the tree is.
No, everybody go and ask where the tree is.
No.
And how she hung the lights like that in midair. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Kelly on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've posted the photo of my Christmas tree. I think there's a tree there, but I'm not sure. It's up right now on Instagram on my story, Brandon on KFIN. My wife worked really hard, but I'm afraid that the tree is missing.
Well, you need to apologize to her right this second.
Why?
Because the tree's beautiful. Like, I'm looking at it right now. It's beautiful.
You know me. That's just playing.
I know, but she worked hard on it.
And it looks fantastic. I just don't know if there's a tree there. Hey, coming up, we have some really cool news. If you love auction items and you would love to have stuff from maybe your favorite TV show or your favorite movie, there's a giant auction going on with some really cool stuff. We're going to give you a heads up on what you have the chance to buy and how you can do it. We're talking about superhero stuff. We're talking about old school TV and movies and mystery shows and crime shows.
Props that they used on certain movies.
Yeah, imagine your favorite star holding something and you can buy it and have it in your house. And they're not that expensive. I mean, they're expensive, but they're not that expensive. Tell you all about it.
Christmas presents.
Yeah, tell you all about it coming up.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I don't know if you're like me, but I think TV auction items are kind of cool, like props from the set of TV shows. I remember at one point, my favorite show of all time is Three's Company. I love that show. And I was going through all these different auctions trying to buy stuff from Three's Company. And there were posters from some of the apartments. They actually had an ashtray from the Regal Beagle.
Really?
And like script signed by everybody in the entire cast. But there's a cool thing out right now where you can go and bid on these auction items of these really neat things that were featured in television shows. And some of the stuff includes, I don't know if you like the TV show Roseanne had a big comeback this year. Well, Dan Connor wore a tuxedo in one of the episodes. You can actually go buy that tuxedo.
Well, yeah, and there's a get. Well, how much is it?
The tuxedo from Dan Connor starts at $1,000.
Okay. I went to the superhero category.
Yeah.
The Incredible Hulk from 1978 to 1982. It's the shredded khaki pants.
Yeah.
And so you can buy those, put them in a shadow box or something. That's awesome. The starting bid is $1,000.
Elvira, she was the mistress of the dark, I think. It was like an 80s deal. Mm-hmm. She wore this big black wig. You can actually buy that wig. The bidding starts at $1,000. Jesse from Breaking Bad, there's an outfit from him. $500 is a starting bid.
There's a commercial category. So the Jolly Green Giant, Pillsbury Doughboy, all the California Raisins when they had a big push with that back in the day. There's so much stuff that you can bid on.
I just now put out the link on Twitter if you want to go check it out. It's Brandon on KFIN. And I also found the outfit I think I'm going to wear in the Christmas parades.
Really?
Do you remember Super Dave Osborne? Super Dave was like a comedian slash stunt guy, kind of like Evel Knievel, but the stunts never worked.
Oh.
And his outfit was funny. It had a helmet and all that. I think I'm going to get that and wear that in the Christmas parade.
Perfect.
So go check out that link. You might find some cool stuff on Twitter, Brandon on KFIN.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's sweet to watch Chris Stapleton and his wife, Morgan, how much they love each other. Like, they love each other so much, they're about to have their fifth kid.
I was about to say, he better love her.
Can you imagine having five kids?
No.
And the last set were twins. And, like, she's been pregnant
a long time,
That's what it feels like. It's pretty wild. Mm-hmm. Hey, gotcha gossip on the way.
Amy Schumer is pregnant and in the hospital. So we'll tell you about it here in just a minute.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande. So typically when you see her, and what does her hair look like?
Oh, like basically every time when I picture her in my head, I'm thinking about the real high ponytail.
Real sleek,
yeah,
high ponytail.
Pretty.
Well, after breaking up with Pete Davidson, it looks like she's reinventing herself. So she posted a picture of her new hairstyle on Instagram. Her signature ponytail was gone.
Really?
And she has this sleek, right past the shoulder cut. It looks really good. It's very fresh. It seems like she hadn't done anything for a long time, and she wanted a change. The post did mention that she was using a filter. She uses the little bunny filter a lot.
Yeah.
So she was like, by the way, I do have eyebrows. The filter's just making me look like that I don't. So if you want to check out Ariana's new hair, go to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Do you mind if I ring the bell for the new haircut?
Sure, I like it too. Looks good.
It looks really good. So, gotcha gossip on Amy Schumer. She's pregnant, and that's a big story. She's in her second trimester, but she's also been hospitalized, and people kind of freaked out when they saw the image at first. If they weren't reading what was going on, they're like, oh my gosh, complications with the baby. Now, there aren't complications with the baby, but Amy Schumer is having some severe morning sickness. Morning sickness so bad she had to be hospitalized. There's actually a term for it. I'll probably butcher it. Hyperemesis? Hyperemesis.
Sounds right.
Hyperemesis.
You took care of all of the...
Hyperemesis.
I think we got it.
So Amy Schumer hospitalized. That is true. And the baby is just fine.
Gotcha gossip on Maroon 5 and Adam Levine. So according to rumors, his band Maroon 5 is set to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. And he addressed the gossip on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And he never actually admitted it. But here's some of the conversation he had on Ellen.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny the truth of this rumor. It's definitely a rumor. And the rumor's a rumor that everyone seems to be discussing.
Right. So you can't say anything because nothing has really been announced, so whether it's true or not.
It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a great event, and when there's going to be a band performing or an artist of some kind performing at halftime.
Does that serve as confirmation?
I mean, I think he's just playing shy, but yeah, confirmation probably that Maroon 5 will be playing at the Super Bowl.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly and I grew up around the same time, basically at the same time.
At the exactly same
time. It's not really around. It's basically the same time. So there was a show that was on in the 90s. It was a really big show. There were movies based on this one character, and it kind of went away. And every once in a while, you'd see like a little Netflix holiday special on this character. But the guy behind the character got in trouble one time in a movie theater. And it kind of affected the role as the lead guy of a kid's show.
Correct.
I think people were a little bit less comfortable after they knew what had happened.
You know, and that was before memes, but I guarantee you that would have been a major meme at the time that news came out.
Maybe it is today. Maybe you should look it up.
I'll not look it up.
So let me tell you a joke. Pee-wee Herman walked into a theater. That's not a good joke. Anyway, the TV channel IFC is about to start airing reruns of Pee-wee's Playhouse. And if you want to thrill the whole family on Thanksgiving, they have a 24-hour marathon.
Yes.
Coming up on IFC. Can you imagine when the family comes over if Pee-wee Herman's on for 24 hours? Like, I know there's families that are going to have Christmas vacation on.
But I guarantee, like, my brother's coming. And we used to watch this show together. And we used to sing and do all of the stupid little things that he would say. And we would get grounded because we would say it so much. And my mom's coming. So I should make her feel like the good old days and play the 24-hour marathon.
You should. What did you say that got you in trouble?
You know, the connect the dots thing.
How does it go?
Connect.
Why did you get out of the microphone?
Because it was going to be really loud.
Are you embarrassed?
A little. I know you are, but what am I?
Pee-wee's Playhouse is coming back to television, y'all. Does this bring back memories?
Yes.
And pull yourself up a chair.
Big cherry!
Let the fun begin. Time to wet down your hair. Pee-wee's short and tight.
Showed this to Kai. He thought I was insane.
What's funny, I showed it to my kids too, and there's a lot more adult humor in it than I realized back in the day.
Really?
Yes.
It was almost like an adult show.
I mean, it was for kids, but he left some little nuggets in there for some adults if you were watching the show.
Yeah, he was known for leaving nuggets.
Brandon.
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, you started this new deal where you're yelling, almost screaming at Siri.
I don't yell at it.
Yeah, I don't know if you're trying to over-enunciate or what you're doing, but I don't think you have to be as loud as what you're doing.
Part of it is that, and part of it is I want Siri to be faster.
I don't know. I don't know. The louder you go makes Siri faster.
You don't think it works like that?
I don't think you yell at her.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Friday. That means new movies and new music. Kelly, what's at the theaters this weekend?
One of them is Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Now, that's the second movie in the series. I know a lot of people are going to be excited about that. The next one is Instant Family. That's with Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, gosh.
I'm smiling really big
yeah,
right
now.
Yeah,
I can tell.
And it's about he and his wife. They become foster parents, and they're not prepared when the girl that they adopt kind of comes with two younger siblings.
That one looks pretty funny.
It does look good.
Yeah.
So those are the movies out in theaters this weekend. As for new music, this is what I'm so pumped about. The Greatest Showman Reimagined is coming out. Now, all the tracks are done by other artists. You've got right. Panic at the Disco, Pink, Kesha, Kelly Clarkson, Pentatonix, Sarah Bareilles, and the Zac Brown Band.
And from now on, these eyes will not be blinded by the light.
I need to see the movie, don't I?
You do.
From now on.
All right, so The Greatest Showman Reimagined is out. What else do we have
then
out this
have
weekend?
Then we have Mariah Carey, new album out called Caution. So here's a song on the album called With You.
Ever since that bone fuck song, you ain't gotta break down, you're too strong.
She's been away for a minute.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm in love, it's true. Yeah, damn, I'll fix with you.
Yeah, that's
sounds
just
like
classic Mariah.
Mariah.
And yeah. This picture that's on the album thing,
looks
she
pretty.
Looks really pretty.
She does. And then Kip Moore is releasing Room to Spare, the acoustic sessions, and he's going to have 6 never-before-released songs on there.
Including the one that we're playing right now, which I love, mm-hmm. And I love the video to the song Last Shots.
If you are my last breath, I just want to hold you. If you are my last night of hell on wheels, I want to drive you like I stole you. If you are my last shot of whiskey, I press you to my lips, take a little sip, swirl you around and around and round, then I shoot you down.
It's good stuff right there. New movies and new music out today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, there's baby talk for Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. The story is, according to sources, is that Gwen Stefani would love to be able to provide a biological child for Blake Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has kids on her own with Gavin Rosdale, but together there's no kids. Blake doesn't have a child, and she is considering hiring a surrogate to carry a baby for she and Blake.
The 2018 CMA Awards were really emotional for Carrie Underwood, and I get that because she's pregnant, about to have a baby, it looks like any second, but she did win her 5th Female Vocalist of the Year. She cried during her acceptance speech. Yeah. It was really sweet. She also dropped the news that she and her husband, Mike Fisher, are expecting a baby boy. Of course, she suffered 3 miscarriages over the course of 2 years, so she's happy that this pregnancy right now is healthy, and they're really excited that Isaiah's going to have a little brother.
And if you watched the CMA Awards the other night, you saw the band Midland do a tribute to Burt Reynolds and the movie Smokey and the Bandit, and they actually did the song Eastbound and Down. I thought, well, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Cool tribute. Burt Reynolds passed away this year. What I didn't realize was that Midland actually planned to release that song on their own. Eastbound and Down. And this is what it sounds like from Midland. I like the sound.
It's fine.
So you can go check it out, the full song, on the BBITM blog right now at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Wolves up. Tomorrow, A-State plays the final home game of the season.
Isn't it crazy? It's almost over.
Yeah, 2 o'clock is kickoff. Yeah. We play division rivals, the University of Louisiana Monroe. That's a big game mm-hmm. for the division, for our conference. So that's tomorrow, plus senior day, those senior members of the football team and the spirit squads.
Always.
And
always an emotional day.
Yeah, the sound of the Natural State Band. They all get to be celebrated tomorrow. So we'll see you out there. We're going to be tailgating early in the morning. The kickoff is set for 2 o'clock tomorrow. And Kelly, what's on TV this weekend?
couple of things I want to make you aware of. So Saturday Night Live, Steve Carell is going to be hosting Saturday Night Live. That's going to be really good. So I'll make sure I watch that. And then Sunday Night Football at 7, we've got the Chicago Bears hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
Hope you guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you back here Monday morning on K-Fine.